Our cities are some of the greatest mission fields on the planet, but the footprint of the church is shrinking. We dare not shrink from our cities. Christ is needed now in our urban areas. From chaos, turmoil, decay, death, and destruction, Jesus brings peace, hope, resurrection, eternal life, and rebuilding. And you can help by being a hero for the city. Find out how at lcms.org/citymission or on Facebook at LCMS City Mission. Every city needs a hero. Capes and helmets not required.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, a game that we play with our listeners. We're going to play four soundbites for you. All you got to do is listen and then give us a call with your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Your reasons are your own. We just need to know what's your vote, why you're voting that way, and where you listen. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number one, Pastor Paul McCain on the tragic teachings of Gerhard Ferdy.
This whole question of Gerhard Ferdy is very interesting because I first bumped into him precisely on these points, that he denied the vicarious satisfaction of Christ, that Christ's sacrifice on the cross was an atoning sacrifice for the sins of the world, and it is a blood-bought payment for our sin. I ran across this in the late 80s while I was at the seminary, mid-80s, and at the time we all said, oh, this guy's wrong. And then suddenly he became a big guru to a lot of people, and yeah, I've just never understood the attraction. The irony of Gerhard Ferdy is, as much as he bemoaned and bewailed developments in ELCA, his views on the third use of the law and sanctification are largely responsible for the mindset that, hey, as long as we all believe in Jesus Christ, one's behaviors just don't make that big a deal and one shouldn't get all hung up about it. And that's the tragic irony of the man's life.
That's soundbite number one for your consideration on this Friday afternoon. Pastor Paul McCain on the teachings of Gerhard Ferdy, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Pastor Heath Curtis, answering the question, what if the church did lose tax exemption?
Gosh, we'd have to live with that in the same way that the third century church lived with that. I mean, here we are still today talking about St. Lawrence and the church, and where's the Roman Empire? You know, it has passed into history long ago, and the church soldiers on, and it will always be that way. You know, the church will remain, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it until our Lord comes to roll up history. Who knows how long America will last. America's only been around, what, less than 250 years? The Roman Empire lasted 2,100 years. We're barely a tenth. And where's Rome now? So, you know, these things are going to come and go. And so, again, the church views the things of this world with, you know, we're just not going to get too worried about it because we're going to be here long after all that has changed.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Heath Curtis. What if the church does lose tax exemptions? Here comes soundbite number three. It comes from Katie Schuerman, a conversation with her on a barren woman's reaction to the Planned Parenthood videos.
My initial reaction was, how did we come, how in humanity have we come to a point where we ignore the humanity of our neighbors to serve ourselves, but then acknowledge the humanity when it serves ourselves? In other words, where have we come to a point where we will murder unborn children and deny their personhood, but then acknowledge their personhood in having organs and sex, you know, being a boy or a girl, when it serves us financially? I had trouble actually finishing the video. And then my husband and I, when he got home from church that night, we stood in the kitchen, and he's not only my husband, he's also my pastor. And so we just I remember leaning against the counter and having trouble not vomiting, because as we were talking, I was overwhelmed with the sensation of, oh no, these are actually the children we pray for every night. When we ask God to give us the gift of children, whether it be through conception or through adoption, these are children who need adopted, and they are not given that option. And I believe in that moment, I felt like I was their mother.
That's soundbite number three, Katie Schuurman, a barren woman's reaction to the Planned Parenthood videos. Now get ready to vote, because here is the fourth and final soundbite we'd like you to listen to and vote on. It comes from Pastor Matt Harrison on the church's message to young people today.
After becoming an expert on millennials who have lived in my basement for years, and all their friends and everybody else, young people, millennials today, are in many cases, they're burdened by broken relationships, by parents' broken relationships. They're burdened by very active sexual life, broken relationships. They know something's not quite right. They don't know how to deal with it. They've been told that Christianity is simply morality, that Christianity is to be moral, and they can't be moral, so they see that as a dead end. We offer the forgiveness of sins for the sake of Jesus Christ for everybody, and invite people to come live in a completely new reality of joy and peace and freedom. And that is the greatest, most powerful thing in the world. When you are with your spouse, there was a study years ago that showed that if you're in church with your spouse regularly, 1 in 100 marriages will fail. The stat today is like 1 in 2 marriages that happen today will fail. If you're in church together, 1 in 100. Imagine the power of being in a Lutheran church where you start out by saying, "I, a poor, miserable sinner." You've been blaming your wife all week long. You've been wanting to go to confess, "Dear Lord, she's a poor, miserable sinner. Help her." Finally, you say that, your wife hears you. That is the most powerful reconciliation available. The gospel, it's the greatest, it's the greatest, it's the greatest.
That was soundbite number four, Pastor Matt Harrison on the church's message to young people. It's time to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. And this break is a great time to give us a call with your vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or to send us an email with your vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Talk back at IssuesETC.org, a tweet at IssuesETC, or go to our Facebook fan page where we have left space for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, Facebook.com/IssuesETC.
What I would call biblical creation is God created all things in 6 literal days by the power of His Word and Holy Spirit.
Dr. David Menton speaking at this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Those would be ordinary days, not some figurative concept of a day. Each characterized as having a sunrise and sunset. Normally we don't go to those great lengths when we talk about days. People understand what we mean, particularly when we say first day, second day, third day. But God knew people would not want to believe this. And so He really beat a dead horse, I think, when He added, and oh, by the way, these days had mornings and evenings. If you want to get away from a day after that, you really have to do violence to Scripture.
You can listen to Dr. Menton's presentation, Making the Case for Creation, on an audio DVD from the 2015 Making the Case Conference. We'll send it to you for a donation of $300 before Labor Day. For more information, look for the DVD logo at IssuesETC.org.
Lutheran. It's not a label, it's a confession. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Hi, I'm Pastor Steve Shave, Director of LCMS Urban and Inner City Mission. Our inner cities and Mission Field USA are groaning for the gospel. At Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, October 12th through 14th, we will present Stand Firm in the City, an urban ministry conference with great speakers and discussions. For information on Stand Firm in the City, call 260-452-2204 or check out ctsfw.edu/urbanministryconference2015.
Lutheran Talk.
In Lutheranism, I come as a guilty sinner in need of hearing the forgiving words of Christ every single time I gather. Every single time.
Lutheran music. The new Lutheran Public Radio app. Download for iPhone, Android, Windows Phone, and Kindle at IssuesETC.org. Come coming to you live on this Friday afternoon, the 14th of August. It's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and it's time for you to vote. It's also your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues T-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad that goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Give us your reason, where you're voting, and your name. Our call-in number 1-877-623-6943. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. Should it be soundbite number one, Pastor Paul McCain on the teachings of Gerhard Ferdy? Soundbite number two, Pastor Heath Curtis on what if the church does lose its tax exemption? Soundbite number three, Kate Schuerman with a barren woman's reaction to Planned Parenthood's videos, or soundbite number four, Pastor Matt Harrison, the church's message to young people. Let's go first to the phone where Scott is listening in Berwyn, Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I'm voting for soundbite number four. Pastor Harrison hits on a big strength of the Lutheran Divine Service. I've noticed that Wesleyan and American evangelical services begin with somebody getting up in front of the congregation and saying some form of, well, isn't this nice? But it isn't nice, is it? Look out there. There's a room full of sinners here, and they're not nice. They're not okay. Lutherans immediately acknowledge the elephant in the room by starting the service with, I abhor a miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities. And then the pastor forgives them by the authority of Christ. Pastor Harrison is right. That gospel is the greatest.
Scott, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Via Twitter, RD says, my vote is for Kate Schuerman. It's anguished, eloquent perspective on what Planned Parenthood calls unwanted babies. Tamara in Warsaw, Missouri says, Pastor Paul McCain, because we need more out there on Ferdy's teaching, so few are talking about it and so many are attracted to him and not actually reading. The problem with the mixed up understanding of the third use of the law is that some call soft antinomianism is real. And it's quite serious. I run into it all the time, and I've lost friends over it, good friends. Sometimes they even use the H word, heretic, meaning people who don't agree with Ferdy are somehow not Lutherans. And then on top of it, it's gone as far as calling people heretics. It's been quite heartbreaking. Thank you very much for your vote, Tamara, out there in Missouri. Stacy says, hard to choose this week. I'm going with Pastor Heath Curtis about the church losing its tax-exempt status. We live in a world where we want what we want, when we want it, and if we don't get it, the offense is as great and as vocal as we can make it. But we must remember that we are living in a world where we are not beheaded for our beliefs. There is much physical and worldly support in so many ways, and in the end, in eternity with our Savior, many believers have done with much less in this world. Thank you very much, Stacy. Michael votes this way, saying soundbite number four, Pastor Matt Harrison. At the end of the day, the church's mission is to young, old, and everyone, is in between Christ for them, for the forgiveness of sins given through the word and the sacraments. That trust must never be obscured by trendy programs or gimmicks. Thank you, Michael. Dutch has a vote for Pastor Harrison as well. Please, all the shepherds are pastors and not all pastors are shepherds. Our synod is most blessed to have a shepherd leading us. I agree, Dutch. Thank you very much. Jason listens in Jamestown, North Carolina. Pastor Harrison is her vote. His soundbite is the message I try to tell my evangelical friends and family. I'm a poor, miserable sinner and also a beggar who has found the bread of life with which I am fed every Sunday, and I have peace because I know for sure my sins are forgiven. Darren has a vote for our Pastor Harrison soundbite as well. I have to go with Kate Schuerman, though. He says, her comments added two new perspectives to the abortion debate. First, that there are couples praying for a chance to love and to raise these children who are killed and feel that loss deeply. Second, that the pro-abortion crowd both denies and recognizes the humanity of our smallest neighbors, depending on what suits their purpose at the time, even going further than I realized in turning people into commodities. Darren, thank you so much for that vote. Carol listens and says, it's a hard choice, although Pastor Harrison's soundbite was great and hit home. I have to go with Kate Schuerman's comment because abortions, I believe, and strict adoption regulations in this country, a close family member of mine who couldn't bear children after a long wait and a lot of money was forced to adopt her daughters from another country. The aborted children of America might not be wanted by their mothers, but there are other mothers who want to love them. How sad that God's creation of human life is treated so lightly in this country. Katie votes for Pastor Harrison, saying, because the ministry of reconciliation in and through Jesus Christ is truly the greatest, it's
the greatest. I like simple way of putting it. Emily says, Pastor Harrison's soundbite should be soundbite of the week as well. It really struck a chord and is true. Thank you. Sally in Shribner, Nebraska says, I'm voting for Katie Schuerman. You can literally feel her pain as she talks about these murdered little babies and that pain we should all be feeling. It is painful to watch those videos, and I cannot imagine how much more painful it would be if I had not been able to have my own children. No matter how painful, we need to continue watching, sharing the videos, and speaking out in defense of the unborn. Here's another vote. It comes for Katie Schuerman's soundbite. It says, because we are really a wicked and twisted generation. To hear the suffering that we have caused is a blessing for more jaded amongst us. Thank you very much for listening there in Ann Arbor, Michigan. This one comes from Austin, Texas. Stephen says, I'd like to vote for soundbite number four, President Harrison. I'm about to propose to my girlfriend of 1.5 years, and his quote about confessing with my future spouse that we are poor, miserable sinners in need of forgiveness strikes a chord with me. I obviously have no marriage experience, but knowing no matter what troubles we may come across, we are both broken sinners in need of the gospel. What a comfort it is. And knowing only 1 in 100 spouses that go to church together get divorced is a very good statistic as well. This one comes from Paul in Milwaukee. Paul says, in my opinion, Pastor Curtis on the church losing its tax exemption status, Pastor Harrison on the church's message to a broken world are topic candidates. Few, I would suspect, would be germane and useful comparison to the approach of Rome with its persecution today. Tax exemption may be taken from us, but the church, the word says, will soldier on to the end. Paul, thank you very much for your vote from Milwaukee. The winner this week, according to your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, is soundbite number four, Pastor Matt Harrison with the church's message to a broken world.
After becoming an expert on millennials who have lived in my basement for years, and all their friends and everybody else, young people, millennials today, are in many cases, they're burdened by broken relationships, by parents' broken relationships, they're burdened by very active sexual life, of broken relationships. They know something's not quite right. They don't know how to deal with it. They've been told that Christianity is simply morality, that Christianity is to be moral, and they can't be moral, so they see that as a dead end. We offer the forgiveness of sins for the sake of Jesus Christ for everybody and invite people to come live in a completely new reality of joy and peace and freedom. And that is the greatest, most powerful thing in the world. When you are with your spouse, there was a study years ago that showed that if you're in church with your spouse regularly, 1 in 100 marriages will fail. The stat today is like 1 in 2 marriages that happen today will fail. If you're in church together, 1 in 100. Imagine the power of being in a Lutheran church where you start out by saying, I, a poor, miserable sinner. You've been blaming your wife all week long. You've been wanting to go to confess, dear Lord, she's a poor, miserable sinner. Help her. Finally, you say that, your wife hears you. That is the most powerful reconciliation available. The gospel. It's the greatest. It's the greatest. It's the greatest.
That's winner of Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, Pastor Matt Harrison, the church's message to young people. The LPR bundle package goes to Stephen in Austin, Texas. If you would just send us your mailing address and shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll send it out to you. Folks, there's still time for you to order an audio DVD of the 2015 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. We will send that to you if you're a non-conference attendee for a donation of $300 to Issues Etc. before Labor Day. You can order online. Just click the audio DVD logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org. You can also order by check. Make your $300 check payable to Issues Etc. Send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And be sure to write Conference Audio DVD in the memo line of your check. The audio DVD has more than 8 hours of teaching, preaching, and singing, and it's from the 2015 Making the Case Conference. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll discuss the Lutheran Reformers and God's Law. Dr. Ben Mays of Concordia Publishing House will walk us through that. We'll also look forward to Sunday morning, according to the 3-year lectionary, talking with Dr. Carl Fekenscher of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, about traditions and commandments from Mark chapter 7. That's Monday on Issues Etc. I don't think I could agree anymore. I mean, is there anything better than the good news? We often talk about it being good news as though it were kind of something less than great, but it is the good news, or as Pastor Harrison so clearly puts it, the greatest, the greatest, the greatest. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues, Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Cradled in historic Perry County, Missouri, the manger of the Missouri Synod, Emmanuel Lutheran Church at 453 Northwest Street in Perryville proclaims God's Word and celebrates His Supper on Saturdays at 5:30 and Sundays at 7:30 and 10 using the church's liturgy contained in Lutheran Service Book, enriched with ancient and modern hymns. For more information, call 573-547-8317 or visit www.emmanuel-perryville.org.
Martin Luther taught that the chief function of music and worship was the proclamation of the Word of God. With Heirs of the Reformation, Treasures of the Singing Church, you will hear over two centuries of Lutheran musical theology, beautifully performed and faithfully sung. For a limited time, save 10% on this 4-CD set when you use promotional code URA. Simply visit cph.org today. Lutheran thought, Lutheran substance, Lutheran music. Brought to you by Concordia Publishing House.